audio courtesy of the UH Browns Radio Network. Garbage in every sense of the word. And the worst part about it is that I don't think anybody in the building was surprised. I don't think there was a single soul in the building that was surprised with that performance.
Really?
No, I don't think so. No.
I thought people were starting to get fired up towards the end of the week, no?
I think that they were hopeful. I don't think there was anybody who was surprised. Were you surprised? You were in the building. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe 70,000, except for one, was not surprised.
I was surprised by the defense. The offense did not surprise me in the least.
Okay, fair.
I expected, as I talked about at the end of the week, it wasn't very popular. People accused me of not getting people excited, not being a big enough cheerleader, I guess. But
And you know why? Because they felt, I'm sorry, Anthony. And I'll step away from the mic because I'm about to, you know, I'm going to pull away here for a second because I don't want to just take your space away here. I know you're about to explain something. They wanted you to talk them into it. They didn't, nobody was surprised by yesterday. Defensively, maybe. Nobody was surprised by yesterday. And so they wanted you and me to talk them into it last week because they had a feeling that this was going to go down. They had a feeling this entire time. Well, he's a slow starter. Well, you know, it's a new offense. Well, we got Ken Dorsey involved here. Everybody had a sneaking suspicion, probably including myself, but I can talk myself into just about everything. Everybody wanted you to talk him into it. That's why they were mad at you last week. And me. That's why they were mad at us on Tuesday. They wanted us to talk him into it. That's why. They didn't believe.
I did not understand where the optimism was coming from. Because it wasn't based on anything that had actually gone down in training camp or the preseason. The scrimmages, the whatever, all of that stuff, the joint practice. Like, there was no evidence based on anybody I talked to that was there on a daily basis or some of the people that just came in here and there. Everybody I asked said, well, if they do anything against the Cowboys in the opener, that will be totally different from anything we had seen to this point. From the people that were being honest. I'm not talking about Ken Dorsey, who came on the Thursday press conference and said, you're going to be wowed by this offense. Well, it wasn't from Quincy Avery, who said it was the best Watson had ever thrown the football. It wasn't from Stefanski or Barry. They were all towing company line on that stuff and unbridled optimism. But the people that were actually there and watched it said, if it happens in a Cowboy game, they've kept it a secret because that's not what actually went down. So that part was not a surprise to me at all.
It was, I said I wasn't going to make any excuses, and there's no excuse to make for it. I mean, I think some people are at DEFCON 1 here with this situation and this quarterback. I don't know if he's ever going to get it back. I don't know. I'm worried. I'm very worried in this. I'm worried that there are fewer and fewer people that are willing to make any sort of an excuse and say, well, the offensive line was rough. There were times where he had a clean pocket and he just bailed. He just took off. You want to talk about seeing ghosts, guys? I'm worried. I'm really worried about this. Like I've talked myself into having a chance before, and by the end of the week, guys, I'm going to talk myself into it later on, I'm sure, because that's me, and you know who I am and how I am, and you know it too, Tone. But boy, this is worrisome. This is worrisome. This is nowhere near as bad as I thought he was going to play. I thought that he might struggle a little bit. I thought they might dink and dunk a little bit, and they did try to dink and dunk a little bit. The pass rush was against him. Dexter Lawrence, Micah Parsons, both, I think, had their way. DeJuan Jones did not have a great football game at all. James Hudson III is a swing tackle, and that's about it. The second interception with Elijah Moore, do you put it more on Elijah Moore or do you put it more on Deshaun? For record keeping, I just want to make sure. Because it was a little high for Elijah Moore, but yeah, it still went through his hands.
Yeah, I thought he should have at least made contact.
But either way, that's still an excuse. I mean, that's still just said. I know you want me to get mad and fiery and brimstony, and maybe it'll happen over the next 4 hours. I'm just very, very worried. I'm very worried about his performance. I think he has zero confidence in himself. I think he has zero confidence in his offensive line. He's playing without any of it. He is nervous back there. You can tell he's shaky. You can tell he's worried. I think he runs scared the second the ball is snapped to him. This is not good. This is not good whatsoever. And I pray to God it's going to get better, because if it doesn't, this is going to get dark real quick.
Yeah, it was almost, and you hate to say this for a guy who is a veteran in the league, who's been around now a long time and now in his third year with the Browns, but that was a baptism. That looked like a quarterback who was live for the very first time in a long time. That looked like a guy who the speed of the game was way, way too fast for anything he could process. And you're right. No confidence. He didn't have confidence. The Browns didn't have a lot of confidence. How many real shots were there vertically down the field with their new weapon?
Oh, they took two. They took like two in a row. Like there was one that on play action in the third quarter. It was right before I stopped taking notes, where it was just to nobody. It was just a throw down the field to really nobody in particular, it seemed.
But part of the normal game plan, not when everything got disrupted. They had no confidence. They knew.
They knew.
They were there every day. They didn't have a lot of confidence. I'll give some credit to Dallas. I knew the offensive line, even if we were whole, that's a tough game. That's going to be a tough game against those guys. I mean, you saw why Micah Parsons, there were Cowboy fans talking about him as the best defensive player in the league. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is.
Lines up anywhere. On any given day, he might be the best too, just like Miles looks like the best every time we see him. Miles was great to start out the game, and then, unfortunately, the way the game was dictated, it turned into a Micah Parsons game. We were in obvious throwing downs. They feasted on it. I expected our offensive line to struggle. I got to give Dallas credit too. They tackled well. I mean, they were so much better at all those little details than I think the Browns were yesterday.
Yep. 216-474-0092. So I think that there's what's bothersome about this is that we do this on two fronts the entire year. One, you're trying to go back to the playoffs, which, boy, that after yesterday, I don't even know if you want to say that word. Secondly, you're trying to figure out whether or not this quarterback can be salvaged. And I underline the word salvage. That's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. It was as disheartening a performance as you could possibly find. He played like a shell of his former self. Like there was a ghost of Deshaun Watson in some other previous time, and the book on him is out there. Because when you said what you said, what Ken Dorsey said last week about there's things that plays that he makes that nobody else makes, that's gone. That feels like that is gone, and I don't know if we're going to get that back, because I think it's a confidence issue. To see him fly out of that pocket before there's any development whatsoever. And, I mean, he's running. I don't want to use the term. I'm going to do it. I think he's seeing ghosts out there. He's running off. Yeah, on fourth down, Keith had texted us, and I was nervous because I didn't want to see the truth of it. You have Amari Cooper right down the middle. He ain't looking for him because he's running for his life. And he doesn't trust the offensive line. The offensive line doesn't trust him. They haven't been out there on the field together. That's the only thing I think anybody could fight back with me on this. Or the most ardent Deshaun Watson supporter cannot see the truth or the forest for the trees here. This is bad. This is really, 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 really bad. And he's got to get the nose up on this thing as soon as he possibly can, because they ain't going to go anywhere. I can talk about talent all I want, and they got talent. They got good players on this football team. They ain't going to do anything, and they ain't going to go anywhere unless he can get his confidence figured out, because this is ugly. Yesterday was a bleep show from the very beginning.
You brought it up.
I tried to hold it out. I tried, and I had a feeling, and you did too, and I tried to talk myself into it, and it was bad from the very beginning, and it got worse.
But you brought up the thing Dorsey said about the plays he can make that no one else can.
He could do that. He used to be able to do that.
I think the bigger problem is the plays that everybody can. He's not making those. The plays that everybody, even marginal guys in this league, are making, the easy stuff. That was one thing that when Flacco came in last year, and I didn't want to be the first one to mention Joe Flacco. Holy cow, was that something people were casually throwing around yesterday. That was not going to save anything.
No.
But whatever, back to reality. Joe Flacco came in and made the easy reads and made the throws that the offense was designed. And I know they've overhauled that. You saw all shotgun yesterday. Did he line up under center?
I didn't see it.
Basically, it was a totally different look in terms of formation.
Under center, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you saw so many different formations that I hadn't seen before with the Browns. But none of that. None of that distraction was, supposed to gear up the offense. Like when I was thinking about the easy plays, the things that you could get him in rhythm with, he wasn't even able to do that stuff. And that was a problem.
216-474-0092. You ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
He's quoting Daniel Caffey. Please. There's two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this for one more second. No, that's enough. That's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this. I know what his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it. You ready to go to another one?
Go ahead.
Marquise in Akron. Marquise, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I agree completely with you. I came into the game yesterday very optimistic that Deshaun was going to play decent. I knew it was going to be a struggle, but, yeah, he was running pretty much scared from the go, like you said, and it's very, very concerning. I don't know.
He's got I'm hoping. I don't want to pray for such matters. He's got to get going with this thing. We're going I mean, it's not just the talent you have on the team. You're wasting 8 years. You're wasting 8 years of a build. You're wasting 8 years of you know, Marquise, I'm sure you've been a Browns fan your entire life. I mean, 8 years out of someone's life is a long time. And to have the type of faith in the organization that you've had, if this doesn't come to fruition, and I'll even admit, if the guy that used to play here continues to do well, like you can hear it in my voice. You can hear it how mad I was with the call. I mean, I'm as upset and fit to be tied as you could find there.
Yeah, is this just me or like when he was just like staring off into space? It seemed like no emotion at all yesterday.
I think he was searching for answers he didn't have. I think you know what? I disagree with myself here for a second. Maybe he was surprised by how bad he was yesterday. Maybe he was surprised, Marquise.
That's what it kind of looked like. Like he was like, "Holy crap, I'm really not good."
Like I can't. I hate to laugh at it, but it's true, Marquise. Thank you for the call. Like did it look like he was surprised at all? Like I can't find it. I can't. It's not there.
Yeah,
it's not
there. The body language stuff was atrocious yesterday. It really was, and I can only imagine what Kevin Stefanski was thinking. Did Stefanski just? Was it a hope and a prayer yesterday before that game?
Yeah.
Like a half hour before kickoff, did Kevin Stefanski really think, based on all the stuff he didn't see in training camp, did he really think that they were going to get an outstanding performance out of Deshaun Watson?
No, I don't think he did. Based on that, he sees more than we do. Based on what you saw, could he have thought that was going to go down that way or that was going to go better? It may be a little bit better than what it was, considering they did try. I mean, you saw some of the routes. I said this in the morning, and it seemed nobody wanted to agree with me. I go, you know, you got a good pass rush there. You got DeJuan Jones coming back from injury. You got James Hudson III over there at left tackle. You know, maybe you shorten things up and you try to find David a little bit more. And sure as hell, that's what they did. Nobody, big fly. We're going to go big fly. Again, are we talking ourselves into it, or was it the truth? Because they try to take care of him, but then they realize he's nervous. He couldn't take care of himself. He couldn't do it. And I want to sit there desperately and say, well, it's just one game. Guys, it's been 3 years. It's been fits and starts for 3 years. Any chance that there's been a little bit of a glimmer of hope, something bad has happened, and this is as bad as it's been, and it's got to get better, and it's got to get better as soon as possible, and we're going to a real bad place, Tone. I can hear it in your voice, and they can certainly hear it in mine, man. This is as bad as it gets.
Being in that stadium, man, you asked before the show if I had given up on Deshaun Watson. That stadium felt like it had given up on Deshaun Watson.
4:53 is when I first heard it. Left to go in the first half. 4:53 is when I first heard the boos. Andrew noticed it. Nathan noticed it. It's a bad feeling.
How could you not?
216-474-0090. Oh, I mean, deaf people could have heard it. I mean, it was, you could feel it. The pensiveness, the air that was going on right there. 216-474-0092. All right, whose fault was it? Whose fault was it? Did they put him in a bad position? Did he put them in a bad position? This thing's got to get better as soon as possible.